Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Ryan Berlin and Ashley Berlin. We're your hosts for the Max Living Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today, we're going to take a little bit of a break from the norm, not going into an individual topic, but today we're going to talk about celebrating the wins.
Yes.
That we have patients that come into our offices all over the country, throughout the Max Living Network. And in every one of these offices, every week, every day, every month, we see celebrations of people literally changing their lives, changing their health. They're literally moving away from medications. And to quote one of my patients who is a medical doctor, his son was severely constipated and got better through chiropractic care. He said, the greatest thing that you guys do, the greatest thing that happens with chiropractic care isn't just, you know, the symptom improving, the constipation in his kid's case getting better. But the greatest thing that happens under chiropractic care are the things that now are never going to happen.
Yep.
You see, this doctor was a doctor who worked with severe bowel disorders and his own kid was severely constipated.
Right.
And when he started getting adjusted, he started going to the bathroom. But then what he realized was all the things he was worried about, the future ulcerative colitis, the future colon cancer, the future colostomy bag, the future diverticulitis, all these things that could have possibly happened in the future, he no longer had to worry about. And he thought that that was the most amazing thing in chiropractic care. So we just want to share some of those stories, talk through some of these, and really get excited about what it means to be healthy through chiropractic and the principles with the five essentials.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because after 14 years in practice, I think that there's a chance that sometimes these things that happen, like witnessing the power of the body and literally having dozens of patients a month, having life-changing experiences can become the norm. And it is the norm. And I love that that's the norm. I love that that's what we come to expect to happen, but it's really significant for us to sit down and make sure that we're focusing on celebrating. Let's have a party. Let's get excited about it. We get our staff together. We get each other together. And we're like, I mean, we're just shy of pulling out a bottle of champagne on a monthly basis and toasting everybody and saying, look what happened in the clinic this month. Yep. It is unbelievable.
We do. We literally have a celebration board. Some offices, Maximum offices, have a bell you ring or, you know, some sort of way of celebrating because it is, it's awesome. And there was a quote recently, and this was from a book called The Blue Zones. And The Blue Zones was all about studying the people who lived the longest in the world.
Yeah.
And the author of The Blue Zones said that a community that inspires and celebrates each other adds 8 years to the lifespan.
Come on.
And so one of the greatest things, one of the most powerful tools of longevity we have is to celebrate each other and to have a community, a culture around celebrating wins and celebrating victories and celebrating our health. So today we want to just walk through some of these stories. These are important. What I want you to do is picture yourself in these stories. Your symptoms may be different. You might not have symptoms, but you know people who do. And picture them in these stories and picture what their lives would be like and how different they would be if they saw some of these changes. So today, first we're going to start with, and we have permission to share these stories. We're only going to share first names, but we're going to start with a story about Bob. So Bob has actually been a patient in one of our clinics for over a decade.
Yes. Yep. Bob's been around for a long time. And what I love about this is that he has been in a Max Living office for over a decade. And this guy is still seeing phenomenal changes in his health. And it just goes to show you that if Bob would have come in for like an initial low back pain, gotten, you know, felt better in his low back and then left 6 months later, Bob wouldn't have experienced the fullness and the wholeness of healing that God had intended for him. And that he had this long path down the road. And he is still celebrating wins today, which is so exciting.
It's so true. But also, it's important to understand that Bob also has the stressors of life and Bob is also aging and Bob is also, is also susceptible to, poor decisions or overstressing, you know, or these things that can happen. So then the answer becomes, what happens when it all goes wrong? What happens when you're under stress? Because Bob was one of these guys that came to our workshops that him and his wife actually took first and second place in a weight loss challenge that we had. They won a Vitamix. You know, we gave him a Vitamix and they were so excited about it. But the other thing is that Bob has also had some challenges. So this is interesting that even though he's been under care for 10 years, he recently went through this. And this is actually, will you read that, Ash?
Yeah, of course. So Bob was diagnosed with diverticulitis and hospitalized for 5 days for treatment. And he's thankful, you know, obviously we're all thankful for some of that emergency care that can happen sometimes, but those antibiotics destroyed his gut and impacted his immune system. He had 2 subsequent blood infection diagnoses as a result of those initial treatments and was hospitalized twice again for 5 days to treat those infections. He met with every single ologist that you can think of, immuno, viro, gastro, uro, rheumo, everything, as well as leading infectious disease doctors in the area. While they were all qualified in their professions, he says, no one could give him a reason why or have a course of treatment to fix this. So Bob sat down with our Max Metabolics director here in the clinic, and you can find one of those in one of your offices near you in Max Living. And he sat down with ours, Christy, and they addressed the issue. They went through, they did blood tests, they worked through what was really going on with Bob. They got to the bottom of it and they put him, they worked together and got him on the right protocol to correct those issues. And his personal health and his gut hasn't been this good in a very long time.
And that was a direct quote from him. He said, we put him on the right track to fix it. My personal health and gut health have not been this good or strong in years. And I owe a lot of this to the Max Metabolic Program and Christy helping him out. This guy went to hospitals. He didn't know what was wrong. He was having intense pain. They diagnosed him with diverticulitis. They put him on medications. He and the doctors admittedly said the medications actually destroyed his gut health and destroyed his gut. And then he comes back to us and goes, man, I went through all these things. I thought it was an emergency situation. I thought it was out of the scope of what you guys do. But all they've done is destroy my health. How do we get this back? And we put him on a protocol for that. Number one, you got to get, you missed some adjustments. So let's get back on track. Let's get you adjusted. Number two, let's sit you down with our metabolics coach and let's test and let's look deeper and let's find out why you're having these problems. Why is the diverticulitis showing up? What's going on in your gut? And one of the things that we found out with Bob is that the lining of the gut was almost completely destroyed. Whether that happened with the antibiotics or previous to that, he also had toxins in his system that were evident that, you know, just things in his nutrition and his diet in the past had probably created this scenario. And he was now having an inflammatory response to his gut, leaky gut syndrome, et cetera. And, you know, so getting Bob back on track was huge. He is, he's over the last couple of years also challenged himself through our ketogenic challenge. He came down about 30 pounds in the last year and a half, which was amazing. So this is someone who is constantly working towards his own health. And, you know, when we talked a few weeks back with some of the other episodes, other doctors, one of the quotes I loved was the doctor of the future is the patient.
Yes.
The doctor of the future is the patient. And so as a patient, you have to understand that your health is yours.
Yep.
Like I care about your headaches. I care about your intestinal issues. I do. I care about those, but they're not my headaches.
Right.
They're not my intestinal issues. They're yours. And I can't do anything for you that you're not willing to do for yourself. We are here to guide you. We're here to coach you. And we're here to do the appropriate protocols, appropriate testing, but you're going to have to do the work. Yeah. So when we celebrate these, we're not celebrating Max Living, Align Chiropractic in our office or, you know.
We're celebrating Bob.
We're celebrating Bob and Bob doing the work.
Bob did the work. Come on, brother. I love this. Okay. So here's another celebration that we had this month in August. Brian has lost 29 pounds.
And that was 5 or 6 days ago. I think he's continuing to lose weight. So Brian came into the office. His wife started care. She was the patient.
Shout out to the wives out there that are bringing their husbands in under care.
Yeah. And then what happened was Brian was, came to a doctor's report. So a doctor's report is where with our patients, we go over their findings and we teach them about chiropractic care. We teach them how to get the best results, how to read their x-rays. And we really make their case very personal to them. So they're not just looking at these x-rays and feel very disconnected.
Right.
We want them to understand why their spine and their nervous system are in the state they're in. So Brian comes, he hears this and he's like just blown away and inspired, you know, by the things that we're talking about. So Brian decides, I want to get an exam and x-ray. So we do. And he sees why he's had some of the problems in his lower back and neck that he's had over the years. Immediately he starts seeing changes in how he's feeling. But alongside of that, he decides, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I'm going to also make some of these other changes. Reading the Align Your Health book starts making some basic changes. One of the big ones was cutting out pop and cutting out sugar.
Right, right.
Brian still doesn't like vegetables, admittedly. And he's working really hard to try to change that. But he realizes it's been years of creating bad habits.
And Rome wasn't built in a day. So let's celebrate where he's at right now. And let's celebrate the progress that he's made. And losing 29 pounds by making those changes. I mean, the future ahead of him is so bright and so amazing.
Well, he also said he's feeling significantly better. So he's able to get out, start walking, exercising more. So a big part of that weight loss journey was, you know, cutting out sugar. But another part of that weight loss was that he was actually able to feel better and feel good enough to be moving around and exercising for the first time in a long time. Now his kids are under care. They have a child who has severe bowel issues, constipation and severe bowel issues. They have another child who has breathing issues. So these kids have been on medications for these problems for most of their life. And now we're turning their kids' health around. So what I love about Brian's family is his wife came in, Brian came in, Brian's getting amazing results, things that his wife's been begging him to change for the last 20 years. And now as he's leading the way and doing this, his kids are going to get awesome results in their health as a result of their father stepping up and taking responsibility over his own health. Brian came in about a week or so ago and he was like, we're telling so many people about what we're experiencing and nobody wants to listen. It just blows me away. He's like, why don't people want to hear it? Why don't they? He's like, I'm begging friends to come into your office. He's like, I don't know if it's skepticism or if they're just, and you know, I just encouraged him. I said, just keep being an example.
Keep being an example.
People are pretty soon, they're going to go, holy cow, what are you doing? And not everyone, but you know, you become the example. And when you become the example, become the proof of what this lifestyle looks like, it becomes very motivating for other people.
Absolutely.
You know, they want to see how long you're going to stick around doing it too. They want to see, they, you know, we see a lot of people lose 10 or 15 pounds quickly and gain back 15 or 20. So I think sometimes people are waiting, like they're like, wow, he's really made some changes, but they're waiting 2, 3, 4, 5 months
to see,
what's going to happen before they really, you know, decide, hey, I'm jumping on this ship.
Right, right, exactly. And listen, so here, let's get it through a few more wins that we've had this month. We had here in this clinic, we had Paula who has decreased taking her ibuprofen. So listen, that sounds small. It sounds like a little thing, but for somebody who has been taking a lot of ibuprofen on a daily basis to whittle away and to have enough courage to start decreasing that, that is a small win that we're celebrating that's starting right at the beginning of her care.
But ibuprofen, what we know about it is when you take it, it irritates the stomach and the digestive lining and you know, your liver has to process that. So, you know, just simply her getting under chiropractic care, healing and feeling better, and then being able to decrease the amount of over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. If you do the research on non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, they are attributed to future cancers. They're attributed to, you know, all kinds of major health issues. And so her getting off of just that one simple over-the-counter medication is such a huge win.
All right. So next we have Terry. Terry's blood pressure is down. She's walking better and she's seeing better. So Terry was struggling with high blood pressure, was resistant to getting on any sort of medication for it, came into the office to see if we could help her body regulate. Her body has regulated. And now she was having a lot of issues getting around, walking. And even some of that, she's heard us talk about eyesight in the past, and she's seeing those marked improvements in her vision and just completely blown away by it. So that's a funny, it's a funny combination, right? If you don't know about chiropractic and you're like, wait a second, this is a person who has lowered blood pressure, is able to walk more, you know, without pain, and is now having vision improvements. That sounds like three different doctors, right? Are you like, are you going to a physical therapist? Are you going to somebody who's giving you medication for arthritis? Are you going to an eye doctor? And are you going to, you know, your heart doctor? Like, it sounds like three different, it sounds like a hodgepodge of things, but in a chiropractic clinic, it makes so much sense, right?
And one of the things we commonly teach people is that we are not curing eyesight related issues. We are not curing, you know, blood pressure related issues. We are not curing. In fact, chiropractic is not about us treating or curing everything, anything. What happens is when you get adjusted and you remove interference, your body is able to heal better. Your body is functioning optimally. Your nervous system is not being interfered with. And the whole point is that you're functioning as closely to the way God intended as possible. Now, whether those things heal or not, that's not up to us. That is your God put an intelligence in your body that is going to decide what's healing and when. But what's neat is when people just simply get adjusted and they simply make their appointments and their interference is removed, healing begins better. Healing is already on the scene. It's just being interfered with. And we remove that interference, it's amazing the things that start changing. Your story, your eyesight improvement.
Yes.
Like
yes.
You, we told the story on the podcast before, but you started getting adjusted and you had a terrible neck curvature.
Right, right. And reverse neck curvature. Yep.
As you started getting adjusted, your prescription actually started to change to the point where you're like, wait a minute, my this prescription's jacked up. Like, I messed it up.
I can't use this.
Oh no, right, only to find out. No, it's not that they jacked up your prescription. Your eyes were improving.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And then we'll move over to Charles. Charles had numbness in his hands. So he had pain and numbness in his hands, and that is gone completely. And he was having sciatica pain that is now completely gone.
So this is an interesting one because when people tell me, hey, I'm having numbness in my hands,
right.
You know, the way nerves tend to deteriorate is that you'll have a problem with a nerve. And at some point in time, usually you're going to have some pain or discomfort. But if that nerve continues to be damaged, then what happens next is it begins to start to deteriorate in its function. And one of the next logical steps is you start losing sensation. And so when people go from they used to get neck pain and they used to get some like a pain down their arm every now and then to now they're actually getting numbness into their digits, numbness into their hands, numbness into their arms.
Yeah.
They go to sleep at night, they wake up, their arms and hands are numb. It doesn't go away till after they're in the shower and they start to move around, loosen up. Those are things we commonly hear, but that is evidence that those nerves are now being damaged to the point that they're deteriorating and they're losing their normal function, which is sensation, sensory.
Which, I mean, that's getting real bad then.
Yeah. After that, the next logical step is you'd start losing control or motor function maybe. And then after that is there's a branch of the same nerves that go down your arm. There's a branch of some of those nerves that go into your chest, your heart, and your lungs. And so if that nerve keeps deteriorating, the logical process is you're going to start seeing more and more issues over time.
Right.
So when someone comes in with numbness, we just always take a second to say, just so you know, this isn't the beginning of a nerve problem or damage to nerve. This is actually well into that nerve becoming damaged or deteriorated. You know, there are people with carpal tunnel. They lose the ability to do their jobs because they start getting pain and numbness and everything into their hands. And oftentimes carpal tunnel surgeries don't fix it because it's a neck problem, not a wrist problem.
Not a wrist problem, right? And Charles is like part of what he's correcting right now is potentially not having that future carpal tunnel surgery.
Yeah, and even Charles sciatica, what we showed him was we think your neck is actually involved in this process with your low back. The fact that you're having numbness in your hands and you're having sciatica tells us that the entire pathway from your spinal cord and your brainstem area all the way down your spine, there's at least two or three areas in your spine where there's pressure and there's damage on the nerves. So at this point, we haven't really even seen large changes in his hip alignment or anything like that, but all the numbness, all the tingling, all of the sciatica are going away. And really what we've seen being corrected and changed so far is more in his neck than anywhere. So frequently people come in and they think they're having a low back issue, and the subluxation may be in a very different spot that's actually attributing to that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. So next we saw Claire. Claire had a large reduction in her anxiety. She's sleeping better and she's not bloated anymore. So those are huge things for Claire. It looks like Claire had a lot of anxiety. That was one of her primary concerns coming into the clinic. So to see a massive reduction in that right off the bat is something that she is extremely grateful for.
We see awesome changes like this frequently. People come in, they start getting adjusted, and there's usually two areas within the nervous system. And again, we don't look at this diagnostically like, hey, we don't look at it mechanistically, like
right.
Here's the anxiety nerves and here's the, although there is, you know, there is neurology to the way our bodies work, that certain nerves go to certain places and control certain functions. The two major areas that we always love to look at when people do have anxiety is, number one, the nerves coming out of the upper neck and brainstem area. And number two, all the nerves that are supplying the digestive system, because the digestive system and the brain are where serotonin and dopamine are largely produced.
Right.
And these are our mood, you know, neurotransmitters, kind of like mood hormones almost.
Yeah.
And so when we start adjusting the upper neck and getting pressure off the nerves, the body starts to regulate functions more normally.
Right.
And then also when we go down, we start adjusting the area in the middle back and lower back where the nerves go to the gut and the gut health, as that gut health improves. So the second step to that is we also need them to work on cleaning up their nutrition and cleaning up their gut, because the nerves are going to function better. But now that area needs to heal, so they need to support that healing.
Right.
If we got all the pressure off the nerves, but say it was actually mostly the gut where the serotonin and dopamine are being produced, and that area isn't functioning well, then here's what's going to happen is we're going to clear all the pressure off the nerves. And yes, it's going to heal better, but they may have done so much damage that now they got to put the right nutrition and put the right things in so that their body has the basic building blocks to heal. That's where metabolics comes in. So in these patients, we always have them sit down at no cost in our office with just a short 10 to 15 minute consult to find out, are they a good candidate for the metabolics program, or can we just make some basic recommendations for them? You know, most of in our office, when we get somebody on the metabolics program, it's kind of a requirement that we want them to sit down and follow the advanced plan first
for
30 days.
Right.
And we want them to work on what we call the 3 R's protocol for the gut, because that's how we start almost all of these scenarios anyway, is we want to get them working on their own nutrition.
Right.
If they're not willing to work on their own nutrition first, then when we do blood testing and urine testing, we find out where the dysfunctions are. If they're not willing to do that, then they're not going to be willing to do what it takes to go through a metabolics care plan.
Oh, absolutely. Put in the work to do that. Absolutely. Okay. So let's move to Sam. Sam was able to work 12 hours straight with no pain medication. Amazing.
So, you know, here's the thing. I hate talking about pain.
Right.
I hate talking about, you know, so-and-so got out of pain, but that's big for people,
right?
You know, they're like, I'm in pain. I've been in pain for a year or 2 years, or 3 years. I'm to the point where I can't even work on a daily basis. I can't even enjoy the things that I used to enjoy. Men frequently, it's like, I can't even golf.
Right.
I can't get on the floor and wrestle with my boys.
Right.
My kids and I, we go to Kings Island and I'm done after 20 minutes. I have to sit down and they get to go ride rides or whatever that looks like. These are things we frequently hear.
And Sam has a very physical job. I mean, he's working 12 hours straight at a very physical job. And for him, he had to throw back a number of pain medications just to be able to make it through that day.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go with this, is so because they're so uncomfortable and so miserable, you know, they reach out to start taking medications, because medications will numb some of the pain and keep them from feeling it. But what do you think is happening to the damage?
Right.
If there was damage there within the spine and nervous system that's creating all this pain, and then they go and take medication to cover up that, you know, we always use the old adage of a check engine light, you know, and you're putting duct tape over it.
Right, right.
The problem is getting worse. So he's feeling some relief while his body and his condition are deteriorating.
Right.
So this is going to end up inevitably in a worse place. So he comes in, starts getting adjusted. Next thing you know, he starts healing, right? Not just feeling better, but healing better.
Right.
And then what happens from that healing is he's able to start decreasing taking that medication because he doesn't need it.
Right.
His body's healing. But now that he's healing better, he starts feeling better. He's able to get back to work, work his 12-hour shift, have no pain, able to do the things he wants to do. And really what's happening is he's getting his life back. He's going to be a better father.
Yep.
He's going to be a better husband.
Absolutely.
He's going to come home and have the energy to do things that he wasn't able to do. Come home from a 12-hour shift and not be miserable and not be all drugged up.
Yep.
You know, he's going to have a better relationships. He's going to have a better sex life. He's going to have a better, like, every...
Go, Sam. Let's go.
Everything about his body and its healing is going to affect every aspect of his life and what life looks like for him. So, again, I hate talking about it in terms of pain and in terms of... But when you are getting adjusted, when we're removing interference, when you are more connected with the way that your body is functioning, when you're more connected with that intelligence that God put inside your body, it's not just in your brain, it's in every cell, but your brain is what is driving all of the signals and driving all the function. And when we remove the interference so that your body can function at that higher level, everything is going to be improved. And that is just a great example of that case. We have another
one. So good.
Patient named Irene. Irene's been in our office for going on, I think about 4 years now, 4 or 5 years. Irene came in and her son started care. And her son was having issues with speech, having issues with, you know, attentiveness, having issues with hyperactivity. So he would have been diagnosed as being kind of on the spectrum, more ADHD, that type of thing. The beautiful thing is she didn't want to go the route of drugs. She realized like that's not the direction to go. She didn't want to just drug her son up. So she starts getting him adjusted, and ends up getting off his, what do they call them? Adjusted schedules at school.
IEP.
IEP.
Yes. Yeah.
So they
yeah.
get him off his IEP, and then the teachers start going, "Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?" And she's like, "Well, we haven't changed anything except for he's going to a chiropractor." Like, well, how is that working? And she's able to teach the teacher that we're adjusting and removing the interference, and he is actually just now things are normalizing and functioning more appropriately compared to how they were functioning before. And that getting that interference out of the way is allowing his brain, his nervous system to thrive at a different level.
Right.
Well, she gets motivated. She comes in and she keeps saying, you know, I gotta get healthier. I gotta lose weight. We start getting her adjusted. She starts feeling better. She starts moving more. She comes to a workshop. She comes to another workshop. Next thing you know, in the last year, she is down. You ready for this? 93 pounds.
Come on.
93 pounds.
Come on.
Just remarkable.
Amazing. And Irene has put in the work.
She has put in the work. She came to things, came to challenges. We did a challenge after a nutrition workshop, and she was one of the only people posting like pictures of her meals and posting, you know, what she was doing. And then that workshop, that challenge started her. She lost like 25 or 30 pounds during that challenge, but it wasn't just that challenge. It was like she looked at it as she was challenging herself from there going forward. This was new. This was a new lifestyle. This was a new Irene. This was a new life.
Yes.
This wasn't 30 days and done. See how much weight I can lose in 30 days.
Right.
You know, Dr. Ryan's having this challenge. Max Living's doing this challenge. And let's see how much weight I can lose in 30 days. No, this was challenging myself to change my life.
Change my life. Exactly. And listen, let's celebrate Irene for that. We did not even make it. We hardly put a dent in this list of the August celebration board, but we don't have any more time. We literally don't have any more time. But I want to say that these patients, like the celebrating these patients, we do it as a staff. There are staff members of Max Living offices all over the country that are taking time to celebrate your wins. We want you to win. We are on your team. We are partnering with you in your health to help you get there. And we want it for the people who haven't gotten there yet too. Yeah. So if you are someone who you're listening right now and you're thinking, I need that. I want that decreased ibuprofen. I want that numbness in my hands gone. I need that less anxiety.
Better
I want to sleep
life.
Better. Yeah, I want that better sex life. God bless you. Come on in. Listen, it is something, it is possible, it is achievable. It is happening every single month in offices across the country, and it's happening in our office right now. If you want that for yourself, go to maxliving.com/locations, find a location near you, make an appointment today. Do not wait. Get in there, change your life. There is no better time to change your life than right now.
And if you are currently a patient, I will challenge you to take the next step.
Yes.
You already get adjusted. Take the next step. schedule a Five Essentials, you know, consult, sit down with a metabolics a coordinator, ask about what, you know, supplement might be able to help you take that next step. Maybe it's detoxification. Yes. Maybe it's cleaning out, you know, the gut. Maybe it's changing your nutrition. What nutrition plan should I be on? What is the next step? Maybe your next step is just simply doing your home care.
Right.
Maybe your next step is getting your kids checked.
Amen to you that. Know, I'm back on my home care right now. Back on it. Let's go. 14 years later.
Maybe your next step is coming to a community dinner and sharing Max Living with a friend.
Yes.
So I just encourage you to take that next step, whatever that is, if you're currently a patient in a Max Living office. And if you're one of the patients that's made amazing changes, then we celebrate you and we're excited for you. And we're just happy that we get to be a part of what's going on and that we get to be a part of that journey to guide you there.
Oh my gosh. You seven patients, Paula, Terry, Charles, Claire, Bob, Sam, Irene, thank you for sharing your stories. Thank you for letting us be a part of them. We love you guys. God bless you. And next time, until next week, this is Align Your Health, the Max Living Podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Max Living Podcast. Take responsibility for your health today by finding a Max Living doctor near you at maxliving.com/locations.